Hey guys, it's your girl Sweetie, and you're listening to Sweet Talk.
And this is Scan.
And this is Little Bit.
And today's paraphilia of the week is arachnophilia, which is the attraction to spiders.
Bug no.
Okay.
Some people like weird shit. I mean,
no. You know.
Some people have arachnophobia. Some people have arachnophilia. I personally don't have either. I don't care for spiders in any way, but I'm not like deathly afraid of them or anything.
I almost crashed my car the other day because a small one was crawling on my passenger seat. I had to pull the car over to kill it because I couldn't continue driving with it knowing it was running around my car.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is actually.
It's dangerous, but it's hilarious.
I've done it several times, actually.
And there are so many different kinds of spiders. Like, I remember I was, I parked under a tree in front of my house, and there was, like, a big-ass spider, like, on my window. But I didn't notice it until after I rolled said window down.
Oh.
And it was like crawling into the car. It was on the passenger side. I was like, oh my God. So I went to close the window and realized that if I kept it closed, I mean, if I closed it, then it would be in the window.
Yeah.
I mean, inside the car. So I just left the window open and drove in hopes that it would blow off and go somewhere where I couldn't see it anymore.
But that didn't happen.
Did it blow
out? It followed me all the way to work, but by the time I got to work, it was on the outside of the car again, so I just rolled all my windows up and went inside.
Oh, okay.
She said, oh, okay.
My skin's crawling over here.
I remember I was at work, and this guy who's really, really afraid of spiders, he called me into the break room while he was eating his food, and he goes, hey, is that a spider right there? And I'm like, where? He's like, over there by the refrigerator on the left side. And he was mad calm, right? He just sitting there eating his food. I looked over. I was like, oh, yeah, it looks like maybe a daddy long legs. I turned around and it was gone.
He wasn't having it.
Yo, I died. I was like, oh, all right. I guess he, all right then. I mean, okay, like what do we do?
Right.
But yeah. All right, Scan, so what is the position of this week?
So what we've got going on for the sex position of the week is called the stand and deliver.
Oh.
I know, right? Sounds aggressive already. But it's not necessarily so, but it could be. So what you do is both of you are standing, the female bends over at the waist, and he enters her from behind, but then he's holding her by her hands as far as like holding her up, and then he's just giving it to her from the back, just like pow, 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 pow.
So the him holding her by the hands is like making her leverage so she doesn't tip over?
Correct.
Okay.
And at the same time, it's kind of doing this whole, kind of look at it like you're being tied up, you know, because somebody's holding your hands. So he's holding you by your wrists and you're bent over and he's just giving it to you from the back. And that's called the stand and the deliver.
So I remember when I was in college, we was at this little bar. We called it Cheers because like, it was like everybody knew your name, their situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine was dancing in that position, and he wasn't holding her hands though, but I guess he like bounced on her too hard and like she flipped over.
Oh wow.
Like her entire body did like a tumble.
Wow. Right.
Oh, it was hilarious. You didn't find it funny, but I did.
Of course they wouldn't find it funny. But that is pretty funny, though. I could just picture just completely toppling over.
I'm sorry, guys. My dog is playing with her toy in the background. Bella, too. Anyway. I like that position. I've done it. I didn't fall. And it was cool.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I'm not tall enough.
I mean, you can stand on the stepladder.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Stand on the stepladder.
Well, you find a short guy. You leave the tall ones for us. For people like me, I should say, because Scan is not that tall either.
I'm not either, and that's why I said stop it. I like a tall man, damn it. Okay.
It'd be like, our short ones that take all the tall ones.
No.
I don't want the short man. I'm
right. I'm okay. I like a nice tall man. Someone who's looking over me makes me feel safe.
I don't have that luxury all the time. So, no. Yeah. Usually I'm the one that's making people feel safe.
I knew you were gonna say it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I remember one of my girlfriends, the same one who got toppled over. She used to say, why did God make short men?
Oh shit.
She was about an inch taller than me, so I understood her sentiment.
Oh man.
But I mean, you know, short men, there's nothing wrong with y'all, because y'all usually have the third leg situation. So, you know. Just, you know, it's all about that feeling secure with the height thing, you know. I don't need no nigga with the Napoleon complex trying to whip my ass. Oh, just because I'm tall.
Right. He feels like he has to battle you now, right?
Right. Like, so prominent,
like I have to fight you. That's crazy, right?
Now I'm going to have to whoop your ass and get my cousins and my father and everybody on you. Like, come on now.
Right.
All right, a little bit. What is the Zodiac sexual compatibility of the week?
All right. This week we have best sexual compatibility and worst sexual compatibility. So, I don't recall what I did last, so I'm going to just pick up here. Pisces. Pisces' best sexual compatibility is Scorpio. It says, there is truly a magical quality between the star signs of Pisces and Scorpio, and there will be very few astrologers, if any, who would advise against a relationship between a Pisces and Scorpio. Beauty of this combination lies in the fact that, as well as elementally perfect for each other, Scorpio is the ninth sign to yours, and this indicates strong karmic connections, which are unavoidable. When you meet your Scorpio partner, it's as if the forces of nature have taken over and you will be unable to stop the destiny that fate has carved out for the two of you. Being water signs means you are emotionally sensitive and therefore the two of you will immediately connect on this level. Your feeling nature is so highly developed that you appreciate the same level of sensitivity from your Scorpio partner. This is very, very long, so I'm going to cut it off there and go to worst compatibility.
Okay.
Which is Pisces and Libra. You have extremely differing perspectives on reality, and mixing this up in a sexual relationship doesn't have a great chance of working. In fact, you may end up irritating each other, especially when you realize that Libra is such a social creature, which we are. You will soon discover that their domestic sense, far from satisfactory. What does that mean? Libras are very indecisive, and especially if you are a woman trying to make a go of it with a Libran male, you will become completely exasperated at the lack of leadership displayed, or rather not displayed, by your Libran counterpart. You need someone who is prepared to take responsibility, and you look forward to a fulfilling family life with children, etc. In the early stages of Libra's life, they may not be at all partial to being tied down like this. Well, I don't know where I missed that damn memo, because...
Okay.
My bad. I took that a little personal.
You did. Sorry.
Yeah, you know.
It's okay. I mean, you know, it happens. But okay, what did we decide the topic was going to be today? Skin.
Sexual bucket list. What is on your sexual bucket list? And we're going to talk about the different types of sexual bucket list.
Okay. So what are the different types of sexual bucket list?
Anywhere from threesomes, foursomes, gangbang, double penetration, pegging, bondage, wax play, paddle play.
Okay.
Urination.
Ugh, sorry.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of things there. Public,
right, right.
Sex, having sex in public. Nightclub.
So are we discussing things we've done or want to do?
Either or. I prefer, I know the only thing that I have left, to be honest, on my bucket list. I have made sure that I have met what I wanted. And my bucket list wasn't crazy. I didn't have a lot of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
I didn't. It wasn't a long list. But the only thing that I have not done yet that I do want to do is male, female, male.
Male, female, male. Okay.
Yep. So it's basically a threesome, but it's two males and a female instead of two females and a male.
Okay.
That's okay. The only thing I have not done.
It's awesome. And I'm
curious.
It's awesome.
I don't want to do the double penetration thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I didn't.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little curious as time goes on, but... not my really thing to run to. You know what I mean? You guys at this point. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it might come up while y'all are in the situation. Yeah, you know?
You never know. Like, it might be like, you know, we're going to try it. You know, let's see how moist it is. I don't know. Let's see how it works. I don't know. But again, I may not be into it. But that's the only thing that I have left on my bucket list.
So that was on my bucket list. I've scratched it off since. But
look at you.
I told one of my boos that's what I wanted to do. And he was like, oh, for real? Let's do it.
Yeah, right.
And it happened and it was awesome.
Oh,
and I would absolutely do it again.
Was it everything you thought it'd be?
I mean, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
I don't really know how to describe it.
With a lot of
the focus was me. Like, it wasn't the focus wasn't on me pleasing two guys. Like, it was on them pleasing me. So it made it.
That's why I want to do it. And that's why I want to do it. I want to have a spoil moment. I want two guys to spoil me. Like, that's what I want. To take care of me. You're like a dead fish. I might even just give that as a disclaimer. I may just lay here. And y'all are gonna have to move me however you want to move me at this point.
I definitely didn't do that, but I had a great time and I would absolutely do it again.
Gotcha.
But let me see. The biggest thing on my bucket list at this point is, honestly, I've never been on a vacation with somebody I was, you know, dealing with. So I want to take like a vacation and be able to have sex everywhere. Vacation?
Yeah, yeah.
Like on the balcony, in a broom closet, or, you know, I don't know, random stuff.
Laundry rooms.
Yeah, like sneaking around different places in the resort.
Right.
Maybe sex on the beach at night, you know.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. I want to do like that kind of stuff. I've never done any of that.
I think the thing for me, though, I don't do well with trying to have sex in public, though. Like, my nerves be too bad. I can't do it. I'll be too nervous.
Oh, that shit turns me on. I'll be like, oh, hell yeah, let's get it.
I can't concentrate then. Like, I'm too busy, like, looking around and shit. I can't get off. I can't focus.
See, I'm not looking around at all. It's usually him that's...
attention.
I probably should be more aware of what's going on. But right. It's not usually me that's the aware person. So, yeah. Yeah. But, I was on another show a couple weeks ago where the host was telling us about his first ever sexual experience.
Okay.
When he was 17 and a senior in high school, his senior trip was to the Bahamas, and he had his first sex on the beach in the Bahamas.
That's how he lost his virginity? Wow.
That's how he lost his virginity. And it was somebody that was in his school.
Oh.
With some random girl from another school.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
I was like, wow.
That's a great way to lose it. Shit.
And he said that they was basically booed up for the rest of the week that they was there. And then he only spoke to her like sparsely since then.
So they just had a moment on vacation.
Right. On spring break.
Right.
In high school.
And went back the fuck home. That was great. Nice to know you.
Right.
Thanks for the memory.
I was that free back then, but I'd probably be pregnant with 15 kids or some shit.
Oh, shit.
If I'd have been on it like that back then. Which is what was expected of people in my neighborhood. Like, we literally had a baby, a daycare in my high school, like, inside the building. Wow. So that the kids wouldn't drop out of school.
Right.
Just because they got pregnant. But anyway, back to the sexual bucket list. Anything else you guys want to do? I kind of want to have sex in an airplane while we're in the air.
No, I'm good on that.
I don't want to do it on like a public flight, like in them little ass bathrooms. Like, I'm not doing that.
No, you're talking about like somebody had like a private plane.
Yeah. Like with a bed or something, you know.
Different, of course.
Yeah.
In that fashion, yes, I would be okay with that because I'm not squeezing my ass in some tight ass stall.
I can barely fit in one by myself,
like, let alone what? Two people trying to hump.
It's a little, like, there's no way.
Like, too much work.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, man, fuck it. Let me just go to the bathroom. Get out. Let me go to the bathroom. Shit. We'll do this when we land.
Right.
So we can be comfortable. Let's be frisky in the back of the cab, goddammit. There we go. Got more space.
Oh, my God. In college, I had a friend who had sex in the back of a cab.
Huh.
While the cab driver was taking them.
Yeah, I don't think that's uncommon.
I thought it was back then. I was like, oh my God, you're such a freak.
New York? Oh, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, yeah. New York.
Shit. I can only imagine what all types of shit them backseats got in them cabs. Oh. Ugh. Yeah, talk about the coronavirus now. I would not be getting into a cab, an Uber, or anything.
I mean, think about what happens in the back of these Ubers.
That's what I'm saying. Have I ever taken an Uber myself? I don't believe I have.
In defense of Uber drivers, ain't nothing ever happened in the back of my car.
Thank you. No, but I was just about to say, I used to do the Uber driver too.
Yeah.
And my car was always clean, and they never
right.
had it. I see. So
right. That's lights all stay on deck, like.
But
I kept my car clean, yes, but I did interrupt like two couples at one point who were really making out really heavy in the back seat of my car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where I was just like, hey, we're almost there, guys.
That's
asking questions like, are you guys on the left or the right? Like, I'm gonna keep stopping y'all flow. Y'all not gonna just get it in the back seat of my car.
Right. Right, stop messing around in the backseat of my damn car.
Like, kissing is as far as you can take it, sir.
Yeah, I have to shampoo my damn seat, my damn seat after y'all done all that. That's, I want to take a cross-country road trip and have sex in every state that we stop in.
Oh, okay.
That would be dope. I totally be down for that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Even if it's not cross-country, even if we just drive the coast, I'm with it.
Right.
Even though I'm not really into the whole driving thing and riding thing, like, I totally prefer to fly.
When I drove from California to here, aside from a couple places, I loved it. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Riding in a car makes me sleepy. Like, I just want to sleep. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do nothing. Put some music on and I want to go to sleep. And I get sleepy when I'm driving, especially at night. Like, I'm just not the best road trip partner. So
I always stop at night. That's why I only drive during the day, and then I stop at night.
That makes sense. I just don't want to drive. Like, if it's quicker to fly, let's do that.
I get it.
It's all about money, though, for me. If it's cheaper to drive, then I'm with it.
Yeah.
But if it's cheaper to fly, I mean, if it's the same price to fly, I'm going to just fly.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Any other fantasies bucket lists?
I don't believe I have any more. I'll tell one of the ones I've done. I wanted to oil wrestle, and I did that one. That was on
what?
Oil wrestle.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah, oil wrestle. Yeah. That was on my bucket list, so I did do that. I wanted to be dominatrix for a session before, and I did that.
Did you?
I did it one time. It wasn't like anything that was like, it wasn't planned. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's not like how I've been saying I wanted to do one. Like now, like I would really get in the full get up. It was a situation like I just happened to be in a club that kind of allows those type of things. And this guy said he was into it. So I did it. I spanked his ass. Spanked his ass with a ping pong paddle.
Nice. Did you leave welts?
I couldn't tell you because he's dark skinned. He was a black male and it was kind of dark in the room, but I did break the paddle though.
Oh shit.
Wow.
I did break it because I had a traditional ping pong paddle.
Right.
That's what I used. So I did kind of hit him too hard at one point and then it broke. He was fine with it, of course, but.
Well, I can say that I, as a dark-skinned black female, have gotten welts on my ass.
Okay. I just couldn't tell you.
Not from no fucking ping pong paddle, though. You're not going to hit me with something, like.
Right. It's not as bad as you think, just because of the way, you know, but you don't like being smacked in your ass anyway, so.
I'm good.
Yeah, see, I'm good.
So I did post what is this, your sexual bucket list on our Sweet Talk page on Facebook as well as Instagram. Instagram hasn't gotten any comments, but on Facebook, I've gotten sex in the movies. Not something that I've done, but I have done other things in the movies, not just not sex. Like
I had sex in the movies.
Okay. Sex in a car.
Done that.
I've definitely done that a few times. But I did that like when I was, I don't know, I only did that within the past like 5 or 6 years. Because before that, it was just like by the time I started having sex, I had my own house, my own apartment, my own car. Like I didn't need to hop out to have sex. Like I can just go ahead into my house and in my bed or my couch or my whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, sex in the car was fun. I definitely enjoyed it. And then someone else said sex on a balcony. I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that. I've seen so many videos of people catching people have sex on balconies, though.
Well, you know what? This isn't something that's on my bucket list, but it's something that I just thought about now. Like, I wouldn't mind having sex in an office. Like, that's the thing. Like, I always thought that was pretty neat to be, like, laid out on the desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've done that. It was fun.
Yeah, because even though it's kind of like in a public place, but yet it's not because it's an office, so it's a door that could be closed. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That can be locked. But I wouldn't mind doing that one.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
One of the guys posted that he would he wanted to have a female male female threesome, which is just a regular threesome. I was like, oh, wow, most men have had that already. Well, I guess not most men. Somebody else said that she thinks she's covered it all already.
Oh, wow.
And someone else said sex in the sky, which is, you know, mile high.
I hope in an airplane, unless you mean in a hot air balloon.
Or even while you're skydiving.
That wouldn't happen for me. Like, I'd be too worried about dying. Like, no.
I mean, I would hope you didn't do it on your first time skydiving.
I mean, the question becomes, is there a time that you go skydiving where you're not worried about dying? That you can concentrate on fucking?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I don't want to go skydiving. I'm like, I'm afraid of heights. And I hold my breath when I'm scared.
I'm good.
Like, I'd be dead before I hit the ground.
Maybe on a Ferris wheel.
Oh.
I would do that.
I'm sure people have.
Yeah, I'm sure they have too.
Depends on the type of Ferris wheel. Because them ones that they had when I was growing up, no thanks. That's pretty much all the posts that I got. Even the guy who posted it after I did, he didn't get any responses either.
I thought I saw somebody post that they wanted a mom and a daughter.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw that. Hold on, let me see where that is. I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, I had to not shame him in my head.
Oh, I shamed him in my head. Yeah, he said a mom and a daughter. I mean, maybe not at the same time. Maybe just the fact that they are mom and daughter.
I love that you trying to make me, you know, make it better. Just the visual is just disgusting. The thoughts just not, that's just, ugh.
So I remember, you know, I like hearing sexual stories from people, right?
Yeah.
So this guy I was talking to, he told me that he was dealing with this girl and they had been dealing with each other for like a year or so. And she lived with her mom. So he was at her house one night. She got up and went to work. He was still in the bed asleep. Her mom comes in and says, hey, my daughter said, can you whatever, whatever. And I made breakfast, so whenever you want to eat, just come have some. He was like, oh, okay. And he went back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
He said he don't know how much time had passed, but sometime later, she came back in there and was like, look, I just need to get some dick. We don't got to talk about it ever again. We don't have to tell her. We don't have to do anything. I just want to fuck. And he was like, oh, come on, man. Come on, Miss Whoever. Like, just go ahead back and, you know, relax. And he went back to sleep. And then he woke up to her sucking his dick.
I knew it.
So he fucked her. And then he felt so bad afterwards that the relationship was ruined. And maybe 2 months after they had broken up.
Oh, God.
She told her daughter that she fucked her boyfriend.
Wow.
So then it like came up again and they had this whole big blow up argument again, even though they had already broken up.
Wow.
I was like, bet you won't do that again, huh?
Right.
He was like, depends on the circumstance. I was like, niggas, yo, niggas. But yeah, I feel like I've done pretty much everything I wanted to do. I've had sex in public. I've had both types of threesomes. Yeah, I don't want to whoop nobody. I don't care to be whooped. Can't think of any other things that I would want to do. I've watched people have sex in person. I've been the person having sex while people watched. I've pretty much done it all, except have sex in an airplane, and I forgot the first thing I said now.
The first thing you said is that you've had both types of threesomes.
Oh. Okay, so yeah.
I mean, I haven't had a threesome before.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't really been.
Do you want to though?
Huh?
Do you want to?
I could take it or leave it.
Okay.
So, I don't really care.
I mean, you don't have to do it.
I mean, I could take it or leave it. Like, I guess if it happens naturally, I'll roll with it, but I'm not pressed for it. I've had sex in public. I've had sex in the movies. I've had sex in a mall.
I'm sorry, a mall or a ball?
Mall.
Okay.
I did a lot of... Huh?
Nothing, go ahead.
I did a lot of risque shit when I was younger. I'm too old for that shit now. I just want to fuck one person on a regular basis, and we can do whatever the fuck. We can fucking role play. I'll buy costumes and shit. I don't care. Just.
I like the idea of role playing.
Yeah.
Like, what would you want to play though?
One thing I'd like to do is, like, as you know, I'm a social person. So I'd like to meet my lover, like, in the bar or at a club, and like we act like we don't know each other. We act like we don't know each other, and then maybe go out back of the club, have sex in the alley, or have sex in the cab, or, you know, go to a hotel. I don't know.
Or go home.
She so judged me just now.
I'm like, or go home, because I mean, we did just talk about having sex in a cab.
I mean, Uber Black. I'd have sex in an Uber Black vehicle.
How many people have done that, though?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, motherfuckers that spend more money think they deserve more privileges and shit.
Very true. You get what you pay for.
Now, that whole sex in the, role-playing thing in the club situation, like, I actually did that. But it wasn't a role-play situation. It just kind of happened that way. And then we ended up in a relationship for, like, a year and a half.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't, like, completely random. Like, he was a friend of a friend situation. But I had just met him that night in the club.
But I'm talking like whole different hair, like wig.
Using different names and such.
Different names.
Yeah, I feel you.
Different background. Something that takes some damn creativity.
I like it. I kind of want to do like a caveman, cave girl situation.
Mm.
I think that'd be cute.
You want him to drag you by your hair?
No.
You want him to pretend to knock you over your head?
No.
No.
But we could talk like that. Like, he can pull my hair while we have a sex, but you're not gonna drag me by nothing, nigga. Or maybe some animalistic shit.
Such as?
Like if we two lions or something. Lions or tigers or something.
Like costumes and everything, or just?
Yeah, why not? If not costumes, then makeup.
I'm trying to not picture you as a lion.
Maybe I'll be a lion for Halloween this year.
Yeah.
That way you can't get it out your head. What about you, Stan? What would be your ultimate fantasy for role playing?
Oh man.
Ooh, teacher student.
Nah.
Like an art teacher. Teaching them how to paint or something.
Nah.
Then you have sex in the paint. I'm sorry.
That has remnants of like Ghost.
Okay. Yeah, right. You're gonna start crafting bowls and shit. like Ace Ventura, guano.
I was just thinking, like your body covered in different colors of paint, and you're like on a canvas, and you're rolling around having sex, and then what it would look like at the end of it.
Interesting.
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have wanted to do where I pretend that I don't know you and we set up to go to the same place and just role play. We never met each other before and just see how that interaction would be now that we know each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
What would we say now compared to what we said then? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That I'm okay with. I don't have a particular place though, because I've just never really thought about the role playing thing. You know?
So like if I had a pool in my backyard, I would be like the drowning person and the lifeguard would like save me and then be mouth to mouth or something.
I like how you changed your voice and everything. You started to go into character. I mean, you started to immediately slip into character.
I'm drowning.
I can't swim. Help me. And then somebody like Wednesday, he's going to stand there and say, I can't swim. What are you going to do then?
If you may get in this water and save me.
Get in this water and come get me. You gotta come get this pussy and quit playing with me.
Or even a firefighter coming to save me. What about a massage therapist? No? If you're a massage therapist and you're given a happy ending massage that turns into...
No, but that would be a nice fantasy. You know what? You're bringing up all these things that I actually like think about that don't just come to me. So I also like massage porn. You ever see massage porn?
Yes.
No.
It's where the woman lays on the table and he literally is massaging her whole body, but then he starts playing with her pussy.
Uh-huh.
It is the most seductive, sexual, so sensual touching that it, like, I can only imagine what that feels like to have somebody do all that soft rubbing and oil and just get, and then when I say he really, like, the guys in the videos, because women do it too,
mm-hmm.
The guys literally, like, get every crease, curve, nook, inside, a girl. It works.
Hear me. Oh, yeah.
Hear me. Hear me. And then they get a nice little dick slid into you after that. Oh, boy. Good gracious. Oh, my. That table wouldn't have a chance. Oh, man. So that would be a nice, that would be a nice fantasy. I wouldn't mind doing that. I wouldn't mind, like, having that done where I'm on, like, a massage table and somebody gives me a nice, sensual, thorough massage and then just start touching me and doing stuff. That's a good way.
Just start doing stuff. I like it. I would love, that's going to be on my bucket list. I like that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, I'm really thinking about it now. Like, yeah, I like that. I like it a lot. What about a ghost?
No, thank you.
What do you mean?
Like, he pretends to be a ghost.
No. That made me think of, that immediately made me think of Beetlejuice. Oh. And they were like, ooh, hell no.
I remember that.
Don't pretend no damn ghosts. No. I don't like being scared. I don't like being that type of scared. Rattling closet doors and shit.
And see, I was thinking about that movie with Marlon Wayans where they was doing the parody of the movie that the house was haunted. I can't think of the name of it. Paranormal Activity?
Uh-huh.
They was doing a parody of that movie.
Mm.
He was simulating sex with a teddy bear.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was a whole viral moment. It was a whole viral video.
Man, he did the thing to that teddy bear. When I say he went in, I was like, oh, you a nasty, nasty man. Ooh, you nasty. You acting like that with a teddy bear? I can only imagine what you like with a grown woman.
By the time she came out the bathroom, he was spent. Like, he was done.
Wow.
That shit was hilarious. That
whole clip he did, of course.
you didn't see that little bit?
No.
You have to Google it. It's hilarious. I'm sure it's on YouTube because it was viral for a minute. What about athlete cheerleader?
Yeah.
Cheerleader.
Like you put on like a little cheerleading skirt with some pom poms and shit. Okay. You pretend to go into the locker room to see your boyfriend or something. I don't know. I'm spitballing here.
I can tell. I think I'm okay with that. Never was into cheerleading anyway.
Huh?
I said never was into cheerleading anyway.
I did in elementary school. No, not elementary school. I did it in middle school. But it wasn't like no official shit. Like, we made up our own shit to root for our basketball team. To where we didn't even wear cheerleading skirts. We would just wear like a regular skirt. We would all wear the same kind of skirt and the same color shirt.
Okay. And
we'd do some hood ghetto cheers and shit on the side of the basketball game. Well, all right. I guess that's that for that topic.
I think that's all we've got for a sexual bucket list. I think.
I've done it all. I've done most of it,
but I've had a good time.
I've done most of the things that I want to do. Let's say that.
Right.
I still have yet to have sex in an airplane. But that's pretty much it. But okay, thank you guys for listening. Check us out on all your social medias at Three Sweet Talkers. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and we are now on thecultureradio.com. You can hear us. Our broadcast comes on Thursdays at 3, but anytime after that, you can listen to us on the website. We have our own page. You can also check us out on our webpage at www.threesweettalkers.com. That's the number 3. And please check out our sponsor, Bedroom Candy by Vanessa, at8059 is the number. So it's www.bkparties.com/8059. She has some great stuff. I enjoy it. Thank you guys for listening. We will see you next week. Sweet talk.